Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I just apologize for losing my temper and getting all out of character, God. And I even had nerve to get a phone number the other day, Lord. And I just know that ain't how Christians are supposed to act, Lord. I didn't mean to jaywalk, Lord. I need somebody to just come to me and be real, God. And let me know, am I still loved?
Yeah. Hey, man, we're about to have a meeting over here, man.
Okay.
You're welcome to come. No, no. Don't be afraid, man.
Wait.
Come on over. Everybody ready? All right, look. Good evening, outcast. How are you this evening? I'm verbal to mouthpiece, and this is the speakeasy. Welcome to the album. Welcome to New Breed. Welcome to the real. Welcome, controversy. Kingdom, if you're tired of being hurt, if you've been kicked out of the church because of the length of your skirt, or you ain't tucking your shirt because that ain't how your mind works. They told you you couldn't cut it and wouldn't find your worth. And all of your life, you feel like gotta be more. Burning desires inside that won't be ignored. Come out of the whirlwind, control the tailspin. This is the rebellion, and you can let yourself in. We rose with the cause, he's taking us all pause. So be not afraid, but speak like you told Paul. And hold not that peace, we tearing down the wall. The Generation X, away with those Z's, ain't no Generation X. They ain't ready for this, but we don't need their approval. Cause tomorrow never comes, hey, we no longer the future. We the present surprise, it'll open up y'all eyes. Make the world much better, in a way that is clever. But before we can do that, we gotta first come together. So tell a friend about the album, tell them to come see me. Tell them to tell others, but tell them to speak easy. Tell them to tell others, but tell them to speak easy.
So don't be afraid.
of the path he's made. For the courage you need, he'll provide. 'Cause I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith over fear. Gotta live in faith over fear. Gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith. But you gotta live. Just keep on living.
To her new narratives. I am Carlinda, and I want to talk about humanity. One of our biggest commandments is that we love our neighbor like we love ourselves, right? And the thing is there's a big problem with that in society here. Because we don't even love ourselves, so how can we love somebody else? You know, and so with that being said, how can we be assured that God loves us, you know, for who we are? Because we can't even love who we are, you know, and but God's ways are higher than our ways. And God's thoughts are not our thoughts, you know, and he wants everybody to get along and to love themselves like Christ loved them, you know. And so I want to talk about humanity because, you know, here in the United States, we have a lot of people that think black or white, you know, and it's concrete thinking, you know, and and it's either a black or white issue. And, you know, God is not in a box. You know, God operates out of the box a lot of the time with certain individuals. And what is conventional to you, what is not conventional to me, you know? And so, you know, what I mean by that is that, you know, we're all individuals here. And so we need to, you know, accept ourselves and love ourselves for who and what we are, you know, and in the process of that is turning around and loving someone else, because life isn't all about you. You know, it's about God and it's about the people about us, you know, which is God's kids, you know, and you can't mess with God's kids and think that you're going to get away with it. You just can't, you know, and so, you know, I want to talk about loving yourself first, because when I was out there in the game and doing all that stuff, you know, I thought I loved myself. I thought I cared about myself, but it was the complete exact opposite. You know, I hated myself. And that's why I was putting needles in my arms and not even caring if I ate or slept or anything for weeks on end, you know. And so, you know, I mean, once I sobered up and started becoming aware of this and getting a sober mind and a sound mind, you know, and overcoming the fear, you know, the last song was really fitting for this topic today, because, you know, God has given us, has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And, you know, how we get that power is by realizing that we're powerless over our problems, and that our problems that we are creating is making our lives unmanageable, you know. And there's a lot of people in the world today that are making themselves even worse than what they need to be, you know. And that's followers of Christ included, you know. And so, you know, the thing is that we need to ask God for, you know, our surrender and our acceptance towards ourselves and towards others, you know. And until we do that, there's going to be constant chaos in the world. You know, people getting arrested, people, you know, storming the Capitol, people doing all kinds of absurd actions, you know, because they don't love themselves. And if they loved themselves, they wouldn't put other people in fear and under their subjection to fear, you know. And so I just kind of wanted to talk about that today. And, you know, the thing is for me, I just, it took a long road to be where I'm at now, you know, and I've got a long way more to go. But, you know, I mean, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm darn sure not where I used to be, you know. And, you know, so I gotta, you know, be vigilant and in my relationship with God, and in turn, you know, I gotta measure my progress. Not the perfection, but the progress. You know, and I was running on the spirit of fear forever, for a long time. You know, and that came to a crashing halt. You know, and now, you know, I have the power that God has given me, and I have a sound mind as a result of taking some actions, and a few simple actions. You know, and what seemed to be the flimsy reed, you know, turned out to be the loving hand of God. You know, and so, you know, I mean, do you really love yourself? You know, and if you do, then how do you show it to other people? Because in the same measure that we show that we love ourselves is the exact same measure that we can use as a gauge how we treat other people. You know, and if we're treating them like garbage and like crap, you know, then we're treating ourselves like that. You know, and then it becomes your issue, not anybody else's. But, you know, and you gotta go to the throne and talk to God about that. You know, because God doesn't want us to treat each other like garbage and stuff, you know, and that's the greatest commandment he gave us. But we got to love ourselves in order to love other people as well, you know, because we got to show ourselves grace and mercy and kindness like God shows us, and that trickles down onto other people. You know, and, you know, it seems like since we're living in these days, you know, and the end times, you know, it seems like everybody's treating everybody however they want to treat them. And that's not okay. You know, but what is okay is to, you know, just say, okay, you know, whatever, and go to God and let him take care of it, you know. But we're so busy with our thoughts and our opinions and our ideas, you know, that we forget to talk to God, and we forget, you know, how we're supposed to act as followers of Christ. You know, and one saying that really gets me is, oh, I love you in the Lord. Well, no, you don't love me in the Lord, because the Lord shows me more love than you could ever show me. You know, and so when people start going off with that, oh, I love you in the Lord, you know, well, you know, I mean, that's an insult, you know, to God when they say that, because God can love you more than they can, you know. And I don't know whoever came up with that concept or that idea or whatever, but, you know, all I know is that's false teaching as well, you know. And so, you know, we gotta be careful of who we listen to these days, because there's a lot of people coming in the name of God, you know. And you know, I mean, we can't eat off of everybody's table, you know. We can accept them, you know, as to where they're at, and leave them alone, love them and leave them alone from a distance. You know what I'm saying? Until they can get some stuff together. And, you know, with my ministry, I, you know, constantly have to pour out love. You know, and you know, it's because I've worked on myself for a long time in order to get to have my ministry like that. You know, and, you know, I mean, people want this, they want that, but they don't want to do what's necessary to get it and maintain it. Let me say that one more time. People do not want to do what it takes to do that, you know? I mean, they don't. They want a quick fix, you know, and it's a microwave society, you know, 5 minutes or less, you know, and that's got to be, you know, squashed because, you know, for me, I like my ribs and, you know, my meat, you know, tenderized, you know, and I like my meat marinated, you know, and when you marinate stuff, you let it soak in there, and it's extra good, you know, and that's the same way it is when you decide to become a follower of Christ, is that, you know, you let yourself bask in the Spirit and bask in God, you know, before you can do anything with anybody else. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there for this week, and it's a food for thought for this coming week. So that's really all I got for you today. But I want you to pay a real close attention to how you are treating other people. You know, and because when you treat other people good, you know, you're treating yourself good and you're treating God good. You know, and it's a trickle down effect. You know, and so you gotta want to follow Christ more than you do, you know, put God in a box. So, think about that for this coming week, and I will talk to y'all later.
Can you turn me up a little bit? Just the. Lord, I was thinking about your mercy and grace, and how you listen to me every time that I pray, and how you wake me up each and every day. Lord, you're so good to me, I just gotta say. You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did. You were always there, even when I slip. And Lord, you pick me up every time that I fall. Yours is the only name that I know I can call you so good. Oh, but you're so good. You're full of forgiveness, and you never ask why. Because of Calvary Cross, where you hung, bled, and died. My cup runneth over, and it never runs dry. It makes me question, Lord, oh, why are you so good? You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did. You were always there, even when I slid. And Lord, you pick me up every time that I fall. Yours is the only name that I know I can call. You so good. Oh, that you're so good. You're so good. Ooh, you're so good.
You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did.
You're so good. Can call you
so good.
You didn't have to do it for me, but I'm so glad that you did.
godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.